Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Get to stay home, sleep in, drink coffee, and not have to listen to Bonnie Albers on air. But I today am so happy that I can start the day and end the week with you. So I just want to tell you we had a great week. I thank everybody for listening and everybody for coming. I thank all my callers and chatters and every single solitary one of my guests who volunteer their time to come and talk to you, to give you a piece of their life, and to interact with you. So let me tell you who I am if you don't know. I'm Bonnie Albers, and I am a psychic spirit medium. I rock spirit, love spirit, would be immersed in spirit. I see spirit remotely, I wish they were standing right in front of me so I could kiss them. Then my daddy would be here and my mom. Anyway, I do see them. I do hear them. I do smell them. I also am an RN, a legal nurse consultant, and a counselor. I'm a life coach, and I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and I have a practice in both. So if you would like to get my services or want to speak to me either as a counselor or a spirit medium, you can go to my website, which is www.BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, all small letters, if that matters. And you can go to my contact page. You leave your name and what there's a little box that asks you what you'd like to have my services for, whether it's counseling or readings. And you can do the drop box. It'll come to me, and then I will get back in touch with you. Right now, today, I was talking to PayPal, so there will be a PayPal button if I can figure out how to get it on there, and you'll see my prices, and you can sign up and actually pay for your session through PayPal. Also, you can reach me at Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, so I'll spell it for you, B-O-N-N-I-E, and then my maiden name was Mosenter, M-O-Z-E-N-T-E-R, Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S. I'm also on Twitter. Oh, I love that Twitter. Today, I Twittered Nikki Six to come listen, so who knows? You never know who's going to show up at the show, and I also can be reached on Skype. My Skype name will be provided for you should you need a reading or want a counseling session. And I love that because you and I get to see each other, and that's really important, I think, for clients. Either direction, whether it's because I'm giving you a life coach counseling or I am giving you a psychic spirit reading. The other thing that I am so excited about, and maybe some of you saw it, and it's really, really not up yet, but it's I'm on now, Ustream. So if you go to Ustream, but please, if you check my channel, Bonnie Albers on Air, and press like, I'm going to start streaming my shows live. I don't know how I'm going to do this yet, but I'm on there. So yesterday I just tried it and I was in my pajamas. My hair was on the top of my head and I got way too close to the, I had to take it off my Facebook. I started getting calls. Is that you? So today I did a very short blurb about Ustream. At least I was dressed. And so you might get to see Ustream live my shows. I am going to see if I can put it on my web page. But all of this I'm doing myself, so you've got to give me at least a week or two so I can figure this out. I just need a computer brain. Anybody who wants to lend me one, please come and talk to me. So I'm really excited because I've never really done anything electronic in my life. I'm more a princess, and I love to communicate and talk, and that's my big skills, but computer is not. In the last year and a half, I've got on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all myself. I've got on Blog Talk. I think I started September of 2012. No, maybe 2013. I've been on about a year and a half. And everything I've tried to figure out, now I have had wonderful helpers. Kelly has helped me. Lou has helped me. And Mike has helped me. So they kind of, and Amy actually got me started on showing me the board a year and a half ago. So I have had help, but I am trying to do this all on my own, and I'm trying to get you to see the show live. So I'm so excited. Anyway, if you go to ustream.com, and then it asks you for your channel. If you go to Bonnie Albers on Air, just don't look at the first two. They were done just to set it up, and I can't believe I pressed the play button. Anyway, you will see today I did a little short number to tell everybody to come to my Blog Talk show. And I think by next week, you're going to all be able to either listen to my show, and if you have a computer, you can make your Blog Talk smaller, go to Ustream and actually watch me do the show. And that's what my goal is. So again, everyone, you are here at Bonnie Albers on Air, and it is Friday. How many people are sleeping in? And if you're sleeping in, get up and get your coffee, because I want you to hear today's show. I asked Spirit again what I should talk about, and they still will not let me leave the seven chakras. So I'm going to again go over the chakras that I did on Monday, and then I'm going to talk about a new one that they told me to go over with you. And then we're going to move to past life next week. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Anyway, chakras are your body alignment. They are, you have more than seven, but the main seven are really cool. They resonate with colors. They resonate with angels. It's just amazing what the number seven with chakras, angels, anything amounts to. And this is so cool because I'm going to get my numerologist, Carol, back here, because numbers seem to attract everything. Like three and four is seven. Three is a really cool number. I rock three, and four is a very stable number. And if you add the two of them, you get seven. You have the seven chakras. You have the seven rays of the rainbow, and you have the seven main angels that rock those colors. And I think we talked a little bit about them yesterday with Candy. So today I'm going to go over the chakras, and we're going to talk about one. They keep giving me the chakra that I don't want to talk the most about, but it is the first chakra. So we're going to go over the seven chakras, and then I am going to tell you what chakra they want me to talk about. See, I'd rather talk about the intuitive feeling chakra, the heart chakra, where I love and resonate, but they're asking me to start with red, the root chakra, today. So I am going to go over the seven very quickly, and then we'll start talking about why that root chakra they want me to talk about. Hi, Candy. I'm so happy you woke up. And hi, I am so happy Brenda's here. I'm assuming that's Brenda. And Brenda, you changed your name in chat, and I love that new name. So if that's you, thank you, thank you. And if it isn't, whoever has that name, I love it. And hello to all the guests. I will be getting to the phone line shortly, but again, I'm going to repeat what Spirit keeps trying to get me to say, which is all the chakras, their colors, and we are going to start. I think last week we stepped on the solar plexus, actually Monday, and that is what I love. It's self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. I'm big on that. So why they want me to start with the root chakra, I don't know, but we're going to go back over. Root chakra represents our foundation and feelings of being grounded. Maybe that's because I'm not grounded, and they want me to tell you that. It rocks the color red. It's located at the base of your spine, your tailbone area, and it affects survival issues such as financial independence, money, and food. That is the most probably what everybody asks. Besides love, and that's your third chakra, and your fourth chakra. I can understand why they want me to start with this root chakra, but I'm going to go through the other chakras first. The second chakra is your sacral chakra. It rocks the color orange. It is our connectability, a connection and ability to accept others and new experiences. I love that. So if you're open in your sacral chakra, all of your love and openness to others show through this chakra and them to you. So this chakra is located in your lower abdomen. So if you put your fingers at your navel, and it's about 2 inches below the navel, and it deals with sense of abundance, well-being, and pleasure and sexuality. Yay! That sexuality, because that's one of my things, sexual issues that I do counsel. So that is the coolest thing. When that orange chakra is glowing, you better go grab your partner or something, because it's gonna be a heavy, very sexual, pleasure oriented, and sense of abundance and well-being. Because just think, when you're really in that mode of feeling sexy, of feeling pleasure, and how you feel in your sexuality. It just doesn't mean sex. It's how you feel as your sexual person. You feel great well-being and a sense of abundance, because money isn't everything. It's how you feel inside. And again, that's your sacral chakra. Your solar plexus, which is the one I love, is yellow. It rocks the color yellow sunshine. And I love sunshine. That is my favorite color, though I don't wear yellow. I just want to tell you, favorite colors and what you wear don't always mix, as far as I'm concerned. The solar plexus is at the upper abdomen. It's in the stomach area. So if you put your hand on your stomach, that's where it is. It is all about your ability to be confident and in control of your life. It's where we feel intuitive feelings. Do you ever, somebody says something to you and you get a knot in the pit of your stomach and you know that they're not telling you the truth, but you're sitting there listening going, yes, 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 yes? Well, you're really denying those intuitive issues that you're feeling. Another thing is a good example is if your kid or your children or your spouse is doing something and you get like butterflies in your stomach, you know, oh my goodness, this is fun, this is wonderful, and I know I want to do it. You get pits in your stomach or gnawing feelings and you know, oh my goodness, they just told me they're going out for the night and I just don't feel right about it. Listen to your intuition, please. Because it doesn't steer you wrong. And my issues with if it steers you wrong, if you listen and you tell somebody, oh, please don't drive because I've got this feeling that you're not going to get there. Maybe you'll get in a car accident, or maybe you'll get lost, or maybe, you know, they don't want you to come and you don't know that. Even if you're wrong, I don't feel spirit is ever wrong. It's our interpretation, but it won't hurt. Unless you're really stifling somebody. So be careful what you tell people, except I always believe in warning people what I get. And if they choose to do it, then, you know, the consequences are both of ours, actually the person's life path that you're telling. Again, if you're feeling those deep feelings, ask spirit, is this what I'm feeling? And make sure it isn't just your antsiness or that you're worried because you're a mother and that always happens, or a father. So listen to your intuition. Act on your intuition if you feel like it, but know that sometimes people don't always listen to us, i.e. probably our kids. And also it is our self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. Did you notice every word was self, 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 self? That's why I love it. That's what I counsel on, self, self-esteem, self-worth, and your feelings of confidence. Just think, I was telling a client this the other day, if you're feeling that you can't, then what you're coming across is that you can't, and nobody will really have faith in you. But if you say, even if you don't feel confident in what you're doing, one, you can always look it up, two, you can always go back, but you can never take it back. So what I usually tell you is have the confidence, say, yes, I can do it, and if it falls short of your expectations, find out why. But I always believe in putting that self-confidence first, because it propels you. If, let's say, you do it, and let's say somebody gives you a job and you do it well, but you really thought you couldn't, just think of the accomplishment. And that person isn't going to say that because they felt you could do it anyway. So be careful with your self-confidence. Elude self-confidence. Even when you're not sure, because you can always go back. But if you don't have the self-confidence and you show that, you can't always get that back. Somebody might not give you the job. Somebody might not ask you to do it. And then that tends to be the pattern in the future. So go out there, get yourself and all of your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your self-worth. Put it out there, fake it till you make it, and you will see changes. So this is my favorite chakra besides the heart chakra. The next, and again, the next chakra is your heart chakra. This heart chakra is so in right now because we have Valentine's Day coming up on Saturday. Love, love, love. It's at the center of your chest. It rocks the color green, which always shocks me. But I just was informed that just because it rocks the color green in the chakras, which I really believe is Mother Earth, everything grows as green. everything that's the nourishing and thriving in the earth is green, green trees, green grass, the flowers stark green, you know, their stems. So everything that grows is green and then turns different colors on the earth. And, well, maybe not the trees, but the trees have green leaves. So I always rock the color pink with my heart chakra. And I was told that you can actually visualize whatever color you want. How I do it is I look at green and then I mix pink in. So there's a stone called the watermelon. It's either a tourmaline or a quartz. And I visualize that. So half of it's red, pink, the other half is green. So whatever color you want to rock that heart chakra and you do it, but know when you're aligning it, think green. This is the emotional issues that come to life with your heart chakra is love, joy, and inner peace. If I can give you any advice, love, joy, and inner peace is found within you. So you can't look at other people to give you that inner peace, love, and joy before you actually give it to yourself. And it's so hard to tell people that they need to love themselves first, but the truth is, loving yourself is not egotistical. It's that you like who you are and who you represent. It has nothing to do with, oh, I got to love myself over others, because that's not what it's asking you to do. It's asking you to love what you were created for. Love every drop of who you are. And if you don't, you know you have the ability to change and co-create better for yourself. So love yourself, because you can elude that to others, and boy, does the love come through once you do that. The love of self, the love of partners, the love of soulmates, soul friends, and soul pets, and of the earth. So I love that heart chakra. Let it shine. Wear green. Wear red. And especially, you know, it's so commercial right now to talk about Valentine's Day, because every, you know, my daughter will go, oh, Mom, you know, I don't have a Valentine. It hurts my feelings. And everybody else is going out. And I explain to all my son and daughter who are young that love of another person doesn't just mean a soulmate, the kind that you are giving your love to as far as like a partner. But you can love your pets. You can love your friends. You can love being alive. And you can love yourself. All can be celebrated on Valentine's Day. Give yourself something if you have no one else that will. Give yourself a piece of that chocolate, because it seems like we rock chocolates, and chocolates creates a sensation in the brain that causes love, and it helps the endorphins in the brain. It releases some really cool hormones that make you feel good when you eat chocolate. So if you like chocolate, go get a piece of chocolate and have it on Valentine's Day with a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and just smile. So again, that fourth chakra is your center. It's at the center of your chest. Just use it. Let it shine bright. Love others. Love yourself. Love everything about being here. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra. Well, you know I rock that. I love this chakra. It is located, guess what, in the throat. And it is our ability to communicate, with our voice, with our talents, with our being. It is self-expression of feelings, and it's the truth. Do you ever, there's a book called We Tell Lies 90 Times a Day. I love this because I've used it in counseling. Usually they're little white lies. Hi, how do you look? Oh, you look gorgeous. And you're thinking in your head, oh, no, she doesn't or he doesn't. You don't want to say that. That's a little white lie, we call them. But where it lies is in your throat. It hurts you when you don't tell the truth. If you watch what you do when you say these little white lies, you are helping people, because you certainly don't want to tell somebody that, you know, because your perception of how they look or how they are or how they do things is your perception. But if you ever are telling somebody something that you don't believe, watch your throat chakra. It really, really starts either getting tripped up, or you are looking at it saying, how did I say that? So your throat chakra is about communication. And I'm all about communication. I love the feeling of communication. That's the way we express ourselves in this world. People who can't speak, people who can't talk, they do it through their hands. They do it through pencil, paper. They do it through typing. But communication is so important, and our voice is so important to be heard, and what how we feel. So again, it doesn't always have to be your voice. It could be communication through writing, communication through your hands. Any way you can communicate to somebody, this is your throat chakra. Usually it means talking and communicating through voice, word, and song, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It's the expression of self-feeling, and I love that. And that color rocks the color blue, and I so can see that. The next chakra, which is your sixth chakra, yay, is your third eye, our ability to focus and see the big picture. Oh my goodness, I love this because everyone that's open, and I believe everybody's open, so we all have a third eye. It's just how open you want to be. Get to actually see the big picture. You hear people talking about past lives, future lives, Atlantis, Palladia. You hear all kinds of things, different dimensions, different beings, UFOs. That's all the big picture. Also, we see the big picture when we're reading for someone, when we have our mediumistic abilities. We see the big picture. So that third eye is the ability to focus on and see the big picture, even in your life. So it is located, as we all know, between the eyes. Just feel, just think. If we had an eye there, we might have to pluck that one too. So I'm kind of glad we don't have three eyes going across. Kind of would be weird. So it is your intuition, your imagination, your wisdom, your ability to think and make decisions. So it's not only about that third eye seeing and feeling and sensing spirit. It's about you. It's about your imagination, where your imagination takes you, your wisdom. We draw wisdom from the craziest places. Some of the wisdom that we draw is from past lives, and we don't even know it. It is the coolest thing. You see somebody and you think, wow, they're wise beyond their years. How did they know that? They don't have formal education. It is really the wisdom of the ages and the universes and where you've come from also that makes up wisdom. The ability to think and make decisions. You know, we all think before we make decisions, except me who just makes decisions and then thinks, no, I'm only kidding. This is the way you decipher issues and problems and making decisions, your inner little inner voice. Like if you were going to decide to take a trip, and I'm just using that, you take that, you're saying, oh, well, can I go on that day? Do I get off work? Can I get babysitters for the dogs, the kids, the parents, everything? And that is your deciphering way to make decisions. So that third eye, which is your sixth chakra, is so important. And it's so close to the fabulous crown chakra that we want that open all the time. The seventh chakra is it. Oh, and I didn't go over the color. The third chakra is an indigo. It is beautiful. It is the indigo color. Oh my goodness, I love that color. I can't wear it, but I love it. So the next is your crown chakra. That's purple. This is the highest chakra of the seven that represents our ability to be fully connected to spirituality. Yay! Spirit. I love this one, guys. This is at the very top of your head. It is the inner and outer beauty, our connection to spirituality and pure bliss. Well, maybe that's why I'm so happy. I don't rock and wear the color purple, but I love the color purple. Represents the purple flame of Saint Germain for me. It also represents where spirit comes in, right through that crown chakra. So in order to be happy, healthy, to not have any blocks or blockages, we like to clear our chakras. And I am going to tell you again what I do, but there's so many exercises that you could look up online. You want your chakras to spin clockwise. So you can visualize all the way down from your root chakra, all the way up to your crown chakra, all the colors spinning, spinning next to each other, enveloping each other, because they're really not separate. They just morph into each other. And you can then pull all your chakras, see them just pulsating, resonating, and spinning clockwise all through your spine and up into your crown chakra. You know, usually I don't do that, but it's pretty cool. What I do is when I'm in the shower, and since I do take showers a lot, it is easy. I go in and I visualize all the colors, the seven colors of the chakras. I see it as a beautiful rainbow shower enveloping me, and I see it all going from my crown chakra all the way down, drenching me and going to the floor, all the different colors. I watch it spin, I bring it up, and then I bring it down again. It takes 3 seconds, and it's a great way to clear your chakras. There's also all kinds of meditative music. You can go online, meditate on chakras, and there are different notes and sounds associated with these chakras. So I think that this is super cool. It seems like all of our blockages and stoppages, the things we want, are in one of these chakras. So the cool news is that we can do it ourselves and clear it. We can get somebody to help us. There are chakra healing tapes. There are chakra healing books. There's all kinds of ways that you can rock your chakras. And now I am going to go to, and I am hoping that this is the last day that I'm going to work on the chakras. I probably doubt it. I think on Fridays we're going to end up going through one chakra. But I am going to go through the root chakra today. I don't know why they keep drawing me to the root chakra. There must be someone out in chat or on the phone lines that need this. It represents our foundation of being grounded. Now, I have no earth in my chart. I think I'm lying. I have one planet, and it's really far. So I am really not grounded. People tell me when I get really high, you know, and I can't stop, they say, go hug a tree. Actually, I don't hug a tree. I have a beautiful tree I concentrate on when I feel like I'm like crazy, busy, and I don't have time to meditate. And so what I do is I look at the tree. That root chakra is important because I think what it does is ground all the other chakras. So if you're not grounded, meaning that you're going a million directions at once and don't feel you, this would be a good chakra to really work on. It is about your survival issues of finance, independence, money, and food. So your finance, if you're having issues with finance and independence or financial independence, this is a good one to clean out, clear out, and do. There's foods that you can eat, root foods. So any foods, and you can't ask me because I don't rock anything that's grounded, but you can look in a cookbook to find out what root vegetables that you can eat to help your first chakra, your root chakra. And what I love about it is I love the color red. Red is a beautiful color. It's vibrant. And so you might want to get a red gemstone, or actually not a gemstone, but a crystal, and keep that red crystal with you. If you're having issues with your root chakra. Also, money and food. You know, there's a lot of people out there that that have issues with their food. They can't, they don't know what to eat. They don't know, you know, what is a good balanced diet, what they should be on this earth eating. And the root chakra is good to start looking up those foods because it will help you be grounded, understand food, understand independence, understand financial, you know, abilities. You might not have the means right now to do this, but clearing your root chakra will keep you grounded here. Clear vision, clear ways to look at your finances, independence, money, and food. So please, if you're online and you're listening and that has to do with you, I'm being drawn to it. So where I love that chakra, I totally understand people that really need grounding. You know, this would be a good chakra to work on. And the exercise they gave me one time when they said I needed to be more grounded, but I don't want to be grounded, is they told me to resonate with your hips, write down where your root chakra is, see the color red, try to visualize that red going like a disc going clockwise, bring it down your legs through the earth, hooking the earth at the main core, coming back up your legs into your root chakra. And I did that a couple times. If you take a few breaths, you actually can feel it. I don't know if it just grounds you because you are really meditating on it, or you're just really feeling that grounding. But that's what they tell you to do. Actually, you're not hooking anything into the earth. You're just going down to the core, leaving your root chakra red, violet, red flame there, and then bringing it up into your root chakra. So if you try that and let me know how that works, that would be great. I can't wait to rock these seven chakras and move on. But I love the chakras. I do know that it's basic. And I think Monday we're gonna start with, and they're telling me, nope, can't leave it. So what we'll do is we'll go into past lives and we'll go into the second chakra, which is your sacral chakra. So everybody, if you kind of this week think of red, and red is the color of Valentine's Day, and I always think of heart, think of your root chakra, clear it all out. And on Monday, we're going to be moving to your sacral chakra with, I'm going to move quickly through that, and then we're going to go into past lives. And I just love that. That's your Akashic records, what you've been doing, how to access it, using a hypnotherapist, and why we do it. So I think that is pretty cool. Anyway, I wanted to get into next week. Next week, you know, I've kind of changed the show, and I'm hoping everybody likes this. I'm changing everybody up to different times and days. And I know that yesterday was a little shocking because I didn't have a 1 o'clock show, but I actually took my son out because he got straight A's for the first time in college, which is his culinary school. So he wanted to go to a wonderful restaurant in Mount Dora, Florida called The Goblin. Oh, gosh, it was so cool. And I just had to start the show early enough so that we could get there. So I'm not going to change too many times around anymore. I think 9 o'clock Monday and 9 o'clock Friday are great. There, have coffee and start your week with me. Wake up, world! And Friday is ending your week with me, wrapping up the week. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will still be at 1 o'clock unless I have guests and I have to change them tonight. That, you know, usually in the UK or AU, it's tough. Now, 1 o'clock for UK is great, but Australia, it's a little tough. So, and I do have a wonderful, wonderful lady friend named Rain Barracks, and she is going to be back on the show, I hope, soon. Next week, I am not quite sure. We're still jockeying for position what we're going to do next week. But I know you're going to love it because I bring the best, the most wonderful, most sweetest, and most connected guests to you. And I just can't. So, Candy, is there anybody in chat that wants to ask me a question? Because I'm going to open chat up right now to questions. So I am going to go and take a look at chat. Just give me a minute. Here we go. Okay, if there's any questions in chat, I'm ready to take them. I love this because then I get to interact with chat. I just didn't give you too much time. But is there anything that you guys want to hear or anything I can tell you about the chakras that I haven't told you? What I love is that I'm able to interact with you, and I love that. That's why I save Mondays and Fridays. So it's just me. You can ask any question on anything. I'm ready. So, Jerry. Oh, hi, Jerry. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Jerry is in chat. Is Jerry Humphreys? Is it Jerry Humphreys? Because I don't know anybody's chat name. But if it is Jerry, I want to thank him and tell him that we are going to move on to one of his areas on Monday, and we hope that he comes. I know he's scheduled for the following Tuesday. Maybe I can get him to come next Tuesday. But he is a unbelievable holistic healer. He's a Reiki master. He does hypnotherapy, which, oh my goodness gracious, that's what we talk about with past lives and why we actually go into them. So he's also a hypnotherapist. He is an animal communicator, and I just adore Jerry. Is that Jerry who is psychic spiritual healing? Yay! Hi, Jerry. You know, I hope I get to Skype you, Jerry, because I want to tell you about the white feather. But anyway, Jerry also is the CEO of a magazine I write for. and it's Psychic Insight Magazine. So you can go to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com, and I'm on the first page. So please download the magazine. It's a quarterly magazine. I will be there quarterly. Ask Bonnie. It's kind of like in our country, Dear Abby. So please send your questions in. There is a contact at the end, I think the end of the magazine. And at the end of that magazine, you just contact Jerry, send your question in for me, and you will be featured in the magazine. I think we take 3 or 4 questions. I'm not quite sure what we're doing this next quarter, but send your questions in, and I will be answering them, and you'll be in the magazine. So I love that. It's a cool, informative magazine, and I'm telling you, the people that write for it and the people Jerry interviews are super cool. He is from the UK, so I love that, because here we can actually see a lot of our U.S. Medium psychics, and we know how to find them and follow them. But in the UK, we kind of don't, because we're so far away, and Jerry brings that gap to us, even in the magazine. So I wonder, Jerry, did you see I'm on Ustream? But it didn't look too good. So Jerry's one of the backers of me getting on TV and doing either Ustream or Google Hangout. I don't know how to do Google Hangout. It's kind of weird for me. So I kind of went to Ustream, and that's so easy. I just don't know how people are going to follow me there. Today I put a little 2-minute excerpt about coming to Blog Talk. So everybody go to Ustream. Just don't look at my face on the first two, because I was in my pajamas with my hair up and it was way too close. So I'm getting the hang of this thing. I know where to stand now and how to do it. And I am going to put a live stream either on my Blog Talk, on my web page, or I don't know, you can go to Ustream and click like and follow me, and you'll get all the new Ustreams that I do. Also, I'm going to try to do Ustream while I'm doing this show. So either you can log in to Blog Talk and then minimize it, put up Ustream, and you'll see me actually doing the show. But now, you know, now I've got to go get a headset that I really like that's super cool. I did order a type of a microphone, and I got to look really professional. So this is super cool for me, and I thank you, Jerry, for that prompting me to do this. So anyway, is there any other questions in chat, Candy, that I can answer? Okay, today I am going to tell you that, and I don't know if I can get an answer from Jerry in chat. Jerry, I would love you to come next Tuesday. If you can come next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, I know the callers, listeners, and chatters would love you. I think you're scheduled for the following Tuesday too, but if not, just let me know. I did have to move a few people around, and I miss you on our show. So give me a holler and let me know if you can be with us next Tuesday. Anything else I can talk to you about, just let me know. I'm looking in chat. Okay. Bonnie, will we be able to resolve everything at meditation March 2nd? Is this Jules? Okay. I'm going to need a little more information, Jules. March 2nd, you said, will we be able to resolve everything at mediation, March 2nd. Give me 1 second. Okay. Jules, what they're telling me is this. Maybe not everything, but most all of your big issues and everything you're concerned about will absolutely be hashed out. And that's what I mean, hashed out. There might be some issues that will take a little bit more time, but I want you to be in, I want you to know that all of the really big issues you're looking at will be resolved then, but I don't know that everything will be resolved. I think you're going to have to go back to the table, or your lawyers will hash out the little stuff. But I am going to tell you that your mediation will absolutely be, all of your big issues will be hashed out. So does that make sense to you? I hope so, because that's what Spirit's giving me. It's not easy when you go to mediation, and that all your big issues for you will be resolved. The little issues will, you know, the lawyers or whoever you're doing mediation with will be able to work it out behind the scenes. So I am really excited for you. I hope it ends up your way. With mediation, you know, it's always a give and take thing, so just be prepared. But I do believe that by the time you are out of mediation, you'll be happy that it is all over one way or the other. So I'm going to keep reading. You're welcome. And I want to say hello to Peg. Hi, Peg, you're back in. So, hi, I am really excited. Jules, please let us know how it goes. I already see how it's going, and I already see what the little issues are that you'll be working out, and I know that there's going to be a big sigh of relief. Again, just remember, because I'm so, I don't know about this mediation thing, but they make you go through it. I don't know that any side is really happy after mediation. So, but I do see you taking a big breath of fresh air saying, oh my goodness gracious, I am so happy it's over. So good luck, and I know that you're going to be happy. All your big issues are going to be taken care of. The little ones, you know what? All of us have little issues. They will be worked out. Yes, ready to have it done. Yeah, good girl. I'm so happy. And I, you know, because I am also a legal nurse consultant, I have seen law cases. I've been asked to do mediation and be the life coach for these it's a new way that to get divorced. And I read through it and I like the idea, but I don't really feel it's all conducive to working for everybody. So I didn't do it, but so I do know about mediation, and I do know about people in situations like this. So good luck. We all wish you luck. And I love this. So I'm reading again. So give me a second. Ah, good. I'm glad you put up Jerry's magazine, because it's my magazine too. Well, it's not my magazine, but you know, I always think I own everything, and that I'm in the magazine is just super cool. I do want to tell everybody who's out there, and you know who you are, Jerry also takes articles. So if you get a hold of him, and I think he has, I mean, it's just going to be an incredible magazine going into the future. It was the first issue. I know it's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger, Jerry. So get ready for 100 and so pages at least. And I really believe that eventually, I have a feeling, and I told this to Jerry, I think this is going to go glossy. So please, everybody, including all my angels and my angel speaks, and anybody who has got a lot to say and want to say, get a hold of Jerry. The magazine, the info and contact information is at the end of the magazine. And I know I love it, and I only wish I want to download it, but it wouldn't be glossy, although I could get glossy paper and do that, actually. But it's a really cool magazine. It won't take you long to read. They're just articles, but they're super cool people, and I know he's going to continue with this. Good. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. So anybody who has any questions, you can put it in chat, because Candy will either get online and tell me what your question is, or actually get on the air and tell me, or she can write it in chat. But if we have no more questions, we have 11 minutes left. I want everybody to know next week, the only thing I am sure about is that I will be here. I'll be here on Monday, 9 to 10:30. Again, Wake Up World, Coffee with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about super cool stuff. And you can call in with any issues that you have. We're going to start with past life and see where that takes us, but it's just going to be a little tiny talk, and then we're going to get to the phone lines. Also, again, Spirit's directed me that I have to move on to the second chakra, so we're continuing with chakras. Each time I'm on, I'll give you one chakra, and we'll come up. I'll have some food next time that you can eat to help clear your chakras also. I'm looking. Yes, Jerry, I still need to have a few minutes. Okay, good. Well, everybody, Jerry is going to be in the house. I think it's not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday he's scheduled. So if we don't see him before then, everybody, you know, Jerry is a psychic medium. He also is a pet communicator or a pet psychic. He has people that send pictures of their pets that are missing. He's got to see those pictures if the pet or talk to the pet that's still here. He has to see them or a picture of them. But the ones that have gone and crossed over our Rainbow Bridge and are waiting for us, or, you know, waiting for us to feed them over there, he can actually find them. So he's super cool. He goes through his Native American guides. He uses numerology. He uses tarot. He uses intuition. He is super connected, and I just adore Jerry, and he knows that. So, again, you can reach him. I think it's Jerry Humphreys. If you want to put it in chat, jerryhumphreys.com or jerryhumphreys@uk.com, something. But get a hold of his web page, because there you'll see Jerry, you'll see what he offers you, and he does do readings himself, and I can't recommend anybody higher, because he's really very connected. And if you need anything like healing, he's super cool. He's actually I sent my girlfriend to him for Reiki, and she's got some sessions coming up, and after the first session she saw results. So please, again, we love you, Jerry. And now, I have 9 minutes to go. I just want to tell everybody, unless I'm looking in chat, and any other questions, I'm going for, okay, it says, Bonnie is in Florida. Yes, I am. For some reason, I thought she was in California. Yay, Jules! Is that you? Because, Jules, I want to be in California. So actually, people see me in New York, people see me in California, and that's where I am headed. So you never know. My Florida connection will always be here. I've got my family here, my fam. But any type of work or any work that I get, I have this great feeling is going to be from New York to California. So I hope you'll all stay with me. I hope you'll follow me. I hope you'll come with me when I do make that leap. I don't know when that is going to be. I'm going to leave that in spirit's hands. So, in fact, I've stopped asking. I'm just moving forward. So hopefully you'll get to see me again on Ustream, and this will be cool. But I don't know what you're going to see, because I think, you know, well, you're going to see me, you know, talking on the radio. But you know what? Howard Stern does that, and he makes a really good scene. So, you know, I'm going to try it and see what happens, see how everybody likes it. And actually, that way, when I do answer questions, I can look you right in the face on screen. So I think that's pretty cool, and I'm going to try it for a while and see how it works. But I appreciate everybody coming. I appreciate everybody following me. I'm going to look in chat again. Same here. You have, okay, Jules, so you have family here. And you went to California? Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I so rock family and friends. I could have them anywhere. But it's super cool when you have them all over the place, because that's where you can go visit. So, you know, I'm hoping, I've got so many friends in the UK and in Australia. I am hoping, and in the U.S., but the U.S. is easy to get to. So, you know, I can fly out to California. I can fly to New York. In fact, I'm going to New York March 4th through the 9th. Just want to remind everybody that I am putting up my shows, but they'll be ones that I am replaying. They're going to be popular shows. I'm going to replay Mark Anthony's interview. I'm going to replay a few other interviews that I think are really cool, that if you've missed or haven't gone to the archives, you will actually get to hear. So the 4th, I think, through the 9th, I think there's only 4 shows. I think the 4th is a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so you'll have 3, and then Monday. I'm traveling back home. I'm going to New York! Yay! I can't wait. I can't wait to just stand there in the middle of, Times Square, and I am going to be signing autographs. So anybody in New York that wants to see me, I'll let you know what time I'm going to be there. And I'm just going to open my arms and say, whoever wants my autograph, I'll be standing there. LOL. So I am going to see my daughter and hopefully make some contacts. And I hope to see my friends on the Northeast. And there is a lot of people up there that I am just going to be excited to see. I'm hoping to see Glenn Keighley, who wrote the book. Super cool author. I am going to want to see Adam Bernstein. He is our meteorologist psychic. He was on the show. He's very connected. I love him. He's in Woodstock in the Catskill, so I'm hoping to see him. So I am, and then I want to go to this bookstore on Fifth Avenue that's supposed to be a metaphysical bookstore. I have been told I'm writing a book. The really cool thing is I'm a communicator but not a writer. I do auto writing, but I thought I'm not going to write a book. And guess what? Spirit gave me the name of the book and the first 10 chapters. Now, anybody, how to get the words into those chapters is going to be a guess. So I do have the book title. I do have the 10 chapters that they want me to write, and it is about being happy. So when I get even, I'm hoping to start working because I hear from Spirit that they want me to, I will let you know. So hopefully within maybe this year, I'll be an author and have a book. I'm already a magazine columnist. And the next thing is, I guess I'm going to be writing a book. So the cool news is it's about being happy, stuff I really rock. And I hope that I get to offer that to you soon. So I want to say, again, thank you to everybody. I'm looking in chat to see if I have a question. And this lifetime, I have Irish connections. Okay, well, you know what? I love Ireland. Just to you can look in chat and see who said that. That was Candy. I love Ireland. I love Scotland. I'm really drawn to the castles because, of course, you know, I rock princess and queen energy. Not queen, they're too old, but princess. So for some reason, I love, I've always seen the rolling hills and greens. I'm sure that was a past life in Ireland. And my daughter actually looks Irish. She had red hair when she was born, bright red hair. I mean, bright sunlit with white, pure skin and big green eyes. None of us have that. So I guess somewhere in my ancestry, I was in Ireland. But the cool news is that's all about past lives and genealogy and different genetics, which is really cool because, you know, you can have genetics going back 32 generations. So just think about that. And people say, oh, they don't look anything like me, but they look like my aunts, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters on the third generation side. It can come through. So the cool news is genealogy, past lives, regression, hypnotherapy, and future lives and this life are all connected. And we all know that. We're just on a continuum. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I love my chatters. Thank you for being here, and I appreciate you just listening to me chat, and I will be back on Monday at 9 o'clock. So everybody, I thank you. I thank you for being here. Please check out my Ustream. It's coming up, and I promise I won't be in my pajamas. There is one there. I'm just getting used to camera. I mean, you know, camera, I would like it in front of me about 7 feet. And then you would see the fireplace I'm sitting at. But I just kind of looked at my face. So I am going to get it right. I am not going to do anything. You're going to see me live. And I just got to get the right equipment now. So bear with me. It's coming up. And I need your help, Jerry. So I will talk to everybody later. Thank you. And I will see you on Monday. Thanks for being here.